Magistrate judges in North Carolina can now refuse to officiate over weddings of same-sex couples. The new law went into effect this morning after the House of Representatives voted to override Governor Pat McCrory's veto of the bill. As Jorge Valencia reports, the override was as controversial as the law itself.
There was never any consensus over this law. Republican leaders approved the plan in May. Governor Pat McCrory, who is also a Republican, vetoed it the same day. And for the past week, House Republicans only suggested that they wanted to override the governor.
And what they just clearly did was waited and waited and waited until they saw an advantage based on the numbers to vote a significant piece of legislation like this when members would be out. Remember, this is a Thursday morning. We usually do nothing of substance on a Thursday morning.
This is Democratic Minority Leader Larry Hall, and his objection requires some explaining. Three-fifths of the present members have to favor the override. The key here is present voting members, meaning that if certain representatives aren't in the chamber, the outcome can change. Today's vote was very narrow, and at least three Republicans who originally opposed the bill were absent.
The vote clearly was within our rules. The bill has been on the calendar for several days.
This is House Speaker Tim Moore.
And I've made it known publicly at any point that we felt like the votes were present and the bill sponsor wanted to proceed with the vote that we would.
The second objection may not have changed today's outcome, but it did have large symbolism. Moore told House members during session that there would be a vote, but no debate. Representatives like to stand up and voice their opinions, especially if they oppose a motion. Here's Democratic Representative Paul Lupke from Durham.
It's totally inappropriate. It's totally undermines the whole notion of integrity of our House of Representatives, I guess because they're afraid of what the discussion would have brought.
To which Moore replies that there was debate when the bill was first passed.
I believe there was a full and frank debate about this bill when we considered it. The debate went several hours. There was really nothing else to say that hadn't been said.
By this morning, the Senate had already approved an override. So after the House's unceremonious vote, the bill became law, and the governor issued a statement. He said it is a, quote, disappointing day for the rule of law and the process of passing legislation in North Carolina, end quote. Now, could there be legal challenges?
That's definitely a possibility, yes.
Chris Groh directs the pro-gay marriage group Equality North Carolina. He helped some of the couples who successfully filed suit against North Carolina's constitutional ban on gay marriage.
This legislature has produced a lot of legislation that I think it knows can't stand on its own legal legs, and that they're an extreme minority in both chambers is doing just to appease, you know, some special interests on the far right.
At least a half dozen magistrates resigned for religious reasons after gay marriage became legal last October. Gilbert Breedlove from Swain County was one of them, and he wasn't paying close attention to the vote this morning.
I hadn't seen the news or anything like that. I've been out playing with the grandchildren, so.
He says he's grateful for the new law, but he says he doesn't expect to get his old job back.
I mean, I don't have a position available. As just about every magistrate that resigned, I guarantee most of those positions are already filled.
So Breedlove will stay busy with his other work. He's the pastor of a Baptist church and works helping translate the Bible to American Indian languages. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.